Blog Talk Radio.
You don't like it? Keep listening. Yo, it's a Saturday, I'm home, 6:30 chilling, surfing the internet to see what I'm feeling, laying on Blog Talk, see what they dealing. Came across the barbershop, stepped into the building, real life sports talk, real entertainment. Might not really keep his ear into the pavement, finger on the pulse of the industry, save it. You don't like the way brag, you ain't gotta say shit. Listen anyway, every Thursday, him and Corey G, tell him what you tripping on any day. Barbershop mixed with talk show, there we go. Give you the best damn show on the radio. $1 million audience meets with your favorite host. $1 million connections, build a force. Most electric, most eclectic. Listen to the shows where the pros expected. 2 shows a week with an A-class guest list. The best damn show on the radio. Check this.
The best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show in radio.
Welcome back to the Hour of Power and Sports, and I am your host, the CEO, Mike Knox, here on the BDSIR Radio Network. Thank you for joining me, but first, as always, the particulars, the number to call in, 347-637-3859 is number to call in. The chat room is open. It is crowded in there. It is busy in the barbershop. So get your appointment while there's still space and opportunity for you to get involved with us here on the network. Also, go over to the new website, BDSIRnetwork.com. Tell a friend to tell a friend that we are now interactive all over the world. And follow yours truly on Twitter. I speak loud, I am loud. Ask Mrs. Knox, that's how she likes it. Oh yeah, baby. MikeKnoxxx on Twitter. Follow me. And I might follow you back if you got some interesting timelines. But for those who are new to the program, I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I wear it this way this week. Team USA. Yes, that's right, y'all. Y'all heard it. It's all over the world. The Olympics is in full effect right now. And I listen, people, the Olympics, if you're not watching the Olympics right now, then you are not a sports fan. It's that simple. Do me a favor. It's a little card in your wallet. If you're a female, it's in your purse. Pull it out and hand it in if you're not watching the Olympics right now, because you don't deserve to call yourself a sports fan if you are not watching the Olympics right now. That is simply, honestly, if you will, so to speak, the truth of the matter. The female Olympic gymnastic team wins the all-around competition and gold despite the fierce Russians that it seems like it's always America versus the Russians. But that's okay, because as it came down to America and the Russians again, we had a young lady in the individual category decides to step out and step above the competition and said, you know what? I'm from Virginia Beach. My mother sends me to Iowa to live with some people I don't know just so I can live an American dream to go on to the Olympics. Most little girls can't afford to do this stuff. Her mother let her go do this, and what does she do? She becomes the first, and I know people are already getting people talking about it. No, she's the first, you know, female Olympian. No, she is the first African-American female to win the individual gold.
Golden day for the American team. Gabby Douglas flying and soaring to a gold medal in the women's all-around competition, the first African-American woman to win the event. And Michael Phelps added to his legacy as the world's greatest swimmer. Just when you thought his story couldn't get any better, it did. Our man in the stadium right there at the London Olympic Games, ABC's Bill Weir, leading our coverage again tonight from London.
The greatest 2 hours of Gabby Douglas's life began with a vault, and it was better than anyone could have hoped. It put her at the top of the leaderboard, where she stayed through the flying squirrel playground of the uneven bars and the balance beam, bending in line so straight she makes architects jealous. She finished on the floor with a big grin, a techno beat, and the unabashed love of the London crowd. But after Russia's Victoria Komova wheeled out a stellar routine, Gabby had to stare up at the scoreboard, heart in throat, until the numbers flashed a dream come true. First African-American all-around champion ever. But this brand of gold does not come cheap. She's been in love with tumbling since toddling. But as this online ad from P&G shows, to train with the best, Gabby had to leave her home in Virginia Beach and live with strangers in Iowa.
I thank ABC for that news report right there. I mean, it was an amazing feat. And I say this much to anybody out there that's listening that will archive this show, have your little girl listen to the show. She is an inspiration, and I am proud to say I'm American even more than I am naturally, thanks to her. It makes it proud to be an American when you have someone in that story like she has. That's the American way. You come up and you make something yourself. In the words of the famous group, I like to refer to it as the gospel according to Outkast. Get up, get out, and get something. Don't let the days of your life pass you by. And that's what her mother allowed her to do. Also today, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, Team USA, after an 83-point victory, guys, over Nigeria, they almost come up short and almost choke and pull out a 99-94 victory when they were trailing 84-85 late in the fourth quarter. Dream team, I think that whole notion has been erased, and no one should bring it up again. However, I will say this right here, first and foremost, that I have figured out LeBron James and what he does in basketball. He decides this is his game. He wants to defer. He took over this game in the fourth quarter like only, I'm sorry, his airiness I've ever seen do, and maybe an early Kobe Bryant. He did that. As they pull out that 99-94 victory over Lithuania, and a question I want to ask people who are watching Team USA basketball right now, and I need somebody to tweet out to Mike Knopton, M-I-K-E-K-N-O, three X's, because I am hardcore. Why is Westbrook on his team, and why is Andre Iguodala on his team? I just don't understand it. Also today, people, we have a special for you. It is the Olympics. We're talking the Olympics, so we will bring you an Olympic medal winner. Randy Miller won 4 years ago. Okay, she wins the Olympics, bronze medal winner over in excuse my language right now, over in freestyle wrestling 4 years ago in Beijing Olympics. She's going to be joining us here on the program again today to discuss with us how she feels about the Olympics, what she's doing lately. She made her pro debut in MMA, and what's actually next for her in the world of the sport that she lives in. Also, people, as I wear my heart on my sleeve today, most importantly, UFC on Fox. This is what we do. UFC on Fox. UFC on Fox.
Tommy, this is the moment UFC fans around the world have been waiting for. It's time!
Shogun Rua taking on Brandon Vera. Lyoto Machida taking on Brian Bader. Listen, we got Lozon on his card. We got Johnson on his card. We got Phil Fan on the card. Phil Davis is back on UFC on Fuel, if any of you guys can find it. Okay, it's okay, but it's there somewhere. Just keep searching until you come across UFC somewhere. It's there, trust me. Just got to find it. But if you're looking for it in HD, it don't exist. But they do exist. And UFC is on tonight, so let's support them. Let's talk UFC like we always do about this time and decide out who you got in this fight tonight. But also, happy birthday to myself. Happy birthday to President Obama. Happy birthday to Tom Brady. Happy birthday to Shawn Michaels, even though my birthday is only on Monday. Leo's run this world, people. And if you don't know, I'm sorry, who is our president? I believe he does run America. So therefore, my statement is very true. Leo's run the world. Tom Brady, Broadway Brady, as I refer to him as. I mean, if you could be any other athlete in the world besides Michael Jordan, it would arguably have to be Tom Brady or Derek Jeter. Enough said. You hear the crickets? Exactly. There were none. That's who you want to be. So happy birthday to all the Leo men out there. No broke back. Coming from yours truly, Mike Knox, 347-637-3859. Without further ado, I want to bring to the show right now my co-host on Perfect Plex Talk Radio each and every single Monday right here at Immediately Falling Monday Night Raw, Mr. Christopher Spotface Bayless. What's going on, Chris?
What's going on, man? I'm listening, and you forgot the name Wilt Chamberlain. I mean, I want to be Mr. Wilt the Stilt. If I could be any athlete, if I couldn't be MJ,
okay. So you want your man junk to fall off. First of all, second of all, I do not believe that man slept with over 10,000 women. First of all, what man actually keeps a number count of how many men he slept with? And if you want to be that old, rewind. How many women they slept with? Either way, that's asinine. He didn't sleep with no 10,000.
Okay,
women.
So if you can't be Will, you won't want to be Magic.
No, why? He has HIV. Allegedly.
Really? I mean, do you really think he's done? I'm just saying.
Like I said,
I'm too good to have that.
Can't argue who I would want to be, and I don't care what you say. The two most athletes out here in America today, including over Michael Jordan, that most men, according to GQ magazine, would like to be, if they could be somebody, would be Tom Brady, because of the career that he's had, winning Super Bowls and having Gisele Bündchen, and Derek Jeter, who's dated nothing but every single major Hollywood actress and songwriters there've ever been, and still is a multi-millionaire who plays for the New York Yankees, and I hate the Yankees, but hey.
They need to add another one to this list. I like to be Gabby Douglas. Don't judge me. $90 million from Kellogg's. That's not a bad deal. That $90 million to eat some Frosted Flakes. I'm just saying.
$90 million from Kellogg's. Coming home a millionaire. Stop talking about that girl's hair. Also, welcome to the program right now. KME's co-host on Barbershop News Tonight. Also, right here on the BDSIR Networks, each and every Wednesday at 10 p.m. His co-host, Mr. Chad Rivera. What's going on, Chad?
What's going on? How are you guys doing tonight?
What's going on, man? Waiting on our phone call in from the Olympic medal winner, Rani Miller herself in freestyle wrestling. She will be joining the program. I confirmed that for today. Also, like to thank Blog Talk Radio again for featuring us not once, but twice this week on their staff picks, show picks for the week, because damn it, frankly, like the game Triple H said, or was it Triple H or was it? Anyway, we are that damn good. It was Triple H. So 347-637-3859.
I got a bone to pick with you, Knox.
Well, hold on now. Don't interrupt me when I'm doing an interruption like that. Boy, you can't do that. When Papa, I pulled the belt out like Pootie Tang and whip it back. Also, coming in right now, I believe let's find out who this is. 215-0 on with the Hour Power Sports. How can we help you?
Hey, what's going on, Big Mike? How you doing, brother?
Okay, I thought it was 215, Reese, but I got some 215 people on the line. I just don't be knowing from time to time. What's going on, man?
Checking out UFC prelims and whatnot, flipping back between that and whatever Olympics I can catch.
Well, you know what? Think of that, and thanks for bringing that back to the forefront before a spot yell at me again. USA does lead the medal count, 54-53 over China, 26 gold, 13 silver, 15 bronze. Shouts out to Michael Phelps. And I've seen a post that everybody put pictures up now with things that said, weed makes you lazy and unmotivated. Yeah, okay. The man has 21 medals, 18 gold. Yeah, okay. He could smoke weed all day with those kind of achievements. That's all I'm saying. Also, shouts out to KME's alumnus at Cal State. Carmelita comes in getting her second, getting her silver medal, I believe, or qualifying. Let me rewind it, if you will, so to speak. Qualifying, coming in 3/10 of a second shorter. You know, Jamaica, they run the Olympics in track and field, but it's okay. We're here to entertain you. Go ahead, Spotface, it's your bone you got to pick. No setback.
All of this crowning achievements in sports, and you forgot another crowning achievement. Tonight is the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I did, and I, you know what? I deserve a boo for that. So I'm
going
to get the boo out for myself. You know why? Honestly, God, I forgot the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Because outside of Curtis Martin and Brooks, this got to be the weakest Hall of Fame class I've ever seen. And I'm not knocking Curtis Martin. I was a huge fan of Curtis Martin when he was with the Jets and prior before going with the Jets when he was donning, you know, the red, white, and blue with the Patriots. I was with Kevin Martin because I was actually a closet, no broke back, fan of the Patriots when they had Drew Bledsoe. on the team. You know, always still being an Eagles fan, being from Chicago to the left. But, yeah, the Pro Hall of Football Hall of Fame is going on tonight. I just think it's very hard to top, or top, if you will, last week when you had Sterling Shannon Sharp and Deion Sanders going in and Marshall Faulk. That's unprecedented right there. But, you know, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And, you know, when you see the Pro Football Hall of Fame, you know what that means? That frankly means football is coming back. So, you know, that's the best part about having a Pro Football Hall of Fame is that we get preseason football tomorrow, at least for two drives, right? We get the team.
Yeah, at least two drives.
Drives, and then, you know, Thursday, you know, my Philadelphia Eagles take to the playing field. So, shout-out to my man DeMarco. Welcome back, Mr. Robinson, Mr. Oaktown 357 getting loose back in the chat room. He said to hate the Patriots. Tuck rule. I agree with you. You're a Raiders fan, but I can't argue that. The Tuck rule was – that's my conspiracy theory against America of why the Patriots won the first Super Bowl. It was during the year of 9/11 when all the tragedy happened of 9/11.
I am a Patriots fan. Do not disrespect me.
You can all you want to. The truth for the pudding, so come get a taste. I know that you love it from the smile on your face. They cheated for the Patriots to win that Super Bowl. Point blank and tough.
I can't hear you over my three Super Bowl rings.
What are you?
All three.
All three. All I know is I'm not saying they cheated. First of all, I got two for sure they cheated. The Tuck rule, because all my life that's been a fumble. And second, they stole by cheating at people's tapes for Spygate to beat the Eagles in that Super Bowl. Have one Super Bowl.
The Eagles are destined to win the Super Bowl.
I can't hear a word he says when he speaks about the Eagles, people. Because on this program, I'm joking. You can speak about the Eagles all you want to. It's okay. We can be destined to whatever. I would rather be an Eagle fan for 28 years without jumping ship because I'm from New York and I'm a Patriots fan. That's blasphemous. That's blasphemous.
I've been a Patriots fan since 96.
I don't damn.
I told you it is a sentimental reason why I've been a New England Patriots fan, and I'm going to stick to it.
Finger and turn it sideways and tell Bill Belichick to come talk to me personally about cheating. You are from New York City. That's like saying you're a Red Sox fan. That's blasphemy, but that's what you like. You can like it. I ain't going to change your mind what I'm saying. I'm just telling you it's blasphemy. But we ain't come to talk about football. We can't talk about the Olympics. We can't talk about UFC tonight. So, beautiful card. Now, we've argued for a while, Spot Face, about how it should be on free TV.
Yes, indeed.
It's on free TV, and this is – I don't even want to say it's really a good card. I think a lot of these fights are going to go really quick and really fast.
Unfortunately.
So I'm going to go real fast right now to the two co-main events on the Fuel Channel, which is Phil Davis making his comeback. You know, last time seen, he was getting wrestled to the mat by my boy, no broke back, Rashad Evans, doing his thing, Sugar Rashad Evans. Mr. Wonderful, Phil Davis taking on Wagner. I can't – you know me and these names – Spot Face, Pardo, 8-0, okay, taking on Phil Davis, wrestler versus striker. That's what they do around here. Go ahead, start with you, Mr. Chad Rivera. Are you familiar with these two guys? You got the classic striker versus the classic wrestler here.
I don't know. I got to give this one to Davis here. I think it's just going to outclass him in the fight.
Go ahead, Spot.
You know me. I'm a brawl all day, so I'm going to go with the striker. Just for the simple fact, last Phil Davis fight we've seen, he wasn't that great on the ground, tell you the truth.
His striking
was not up to par either.
Well, see, here's my thing, and I'm going to disagree with you a little bit. His wrestling is awesome. He got out-wrestled by one of the best pure wrestlers in UFC, in Rashad Evans.
You're right.
That's not really fair to say, you know what I mean? And as far as his striking, you're right, it can use some help. He's young. You know what I mean? I think they pushed him too fast. UFC has a habit of trying to get star power real fast. I was watching MMA Uncensored this week, and I love what Tito Ortiz said about, you know, these, you know, not, I'm sorry, let me rewind it, I apologize. Wrong show, wrong segment. I was watching JR Sports Brief, who, you know, if you check out BDSIRNetwork.com, he is also in the Hall of Fame. JR Sports Brief, shout out to him. He is doing his thing right now. Much respect due to him. And he had a boxing debut. And the gossip of the problem with UFC is that they push these fighters so young and so early. By the time they retire, they're 16-8. That's not really a good record, despite how many great fights they've had. So let's hope USC doesn't fall off. They need to have someone like a Anderson Silva, like a Phil Davis, to continue to win and be young. So when they do retire, maybe their records are 21-4, 21-5. That's respectable to me in MMA, where the sport of anything can happen at any given time. But I'm going to go really quick with this, with Phil Davis winning this match and dominating coming back. I think he got pushed too early. The ultimate question is always this: can he take a punch? You know what I mean? We have yet to see him take a punch. I like to see him take a punch and then see if we can go from there. 215, what do you feel about that in this fight? Phil Davis taking on Mr. Wagner.
Prado, yeah. Got to admit, a little nerve for Wagner here because this is UFC debut. So, although, yeah, he's going to be on the undercard, but still, now he's stepping up to the big time. There's going to be a little butterflies, but I think – but I'm thinking, you know what? That could actually work for him at the same time. So,
okay, well, that's like actually about to start on UFC on Fuel very shortly. So coming up, so we're going to find out where we go with that and that one as well. Also on the undercard, if you will, the main event on Fuel will be Phil. I wish I had pronounced his name right, because Nam Pham. There it is, Nam Pham. 17-11, okay, taking on Cole Miller. Both guys are good. Here's my thing with Nam Pham. He reminds me a lot of Forrest Griffin. Great fighter, great brawler. He's a little bit more technical sound, obviously, than, say, a Forrest Griffin. But, again, what I just said about records, 17-11. 17-11, taking on Cole Miller. Cole Miller is a hell of a fighter. I mean, he is just a one hell of a fighter. His submissions are it's like watching Damian Maya. You know what I mean? So can Nam Pham, with his striking ability, overpower the submission ability, the ground game of Cole Miller? I'm going with Miller in this game, although I am a fan of Nam Pham, Spot.
I'm going to go with Nam Pham because that's his name. Nam Pham. Like, okay. You have to be tough. And I know what you're saying about the record, and that's unfortunate because a lot of these guys turn pro and they be put in these rinky-dink organizations before they get the UFC, and then they get the top-notch talent and can't defeat them. Mm-hmm. But that's still 28 fights professionally.
True that. Kind of like, God, his name eludes me right now, so I'm going to move on. I can't stand with it. It's so much things in my mind, I'm you know. What's my man? He's with the Black Genius now. He just fought not long ago. Blonde hair guy.
I know who.
Well, he just
what
fought.
What is his name?
He just fought on UFC on Spike on not Spike on Fuel not long ago.
Well, I don't got Fuel, so got, you know, Comcast fixed that.
Everybody got Fuel. You just got to find it. It's down there next to like G4 TV and all that kind of stuff. So it's there. Chad, who you got in this fight, big guy?
I got Miller, because each time that Miller's lost in the UFC, he's bounced back with a win. And I think he's going to rebound, and he's going to take out Nam Pham tonight.
I have to agree with that as well. 215, who you got in this fight?
Damn, Chad just stole my point, bro. It was like, we're thinking the same thing.
My
yeah,
man, bro.
I'm going Miller. It's all good, Chad. It's all good. We're speaking the same way. So
yeah, great minds think alike, man. Great minds think alike here in the barbershop.
Well, you know what? Moving on, because here's a fight that I'm very interested in seeing. The return of Mike Quick Swick back. He hasn't fought in almost 2 years. Very dominant fighter when he was there. He had the internal injury going on, illness.
I watched that story on MMA Live Spencer, on
right.
Spike.
Yeah.
That's a tremendous athlete. To be stricken with that illness and consecutively, I think he fought at least four more fights.
Yeah,
with
and no one
illness,
even knew he was sick.
And no one knew it? That's one hell of a man. I mean, he just gets a man award in my respect. Because
but he's taking on a very affordable opponent, and Demetrius Johnson, 18-10, You know, me and my record, that's just what it is. I can't help it. I'm from the world of boxing. I'm a little old school, even though I'm new to this MMA thing. I've been watching MMA all around, MMA, not just UFC, for about 7 years now. I've always been that way. But he is still a heck of a fighter, former Ultimate Champion competitor. I'm going, and maybe it's a heart pick right here, so don't bet on this unless you like betting with your heart, which is kind of a dumb thing to play with your money. But in this case, I'm betting with my heart and Mike Quick Swick to make a comeback and win this fight, Spot.
Same thing right here. I'm going with Swick all the way.
Chad?
This one's going to be a crapshoot for me. I don't know if I can call this one. I'll say Johnson wins this one just because Swick, I don't know, he hasn't been in the game since about, what, 2010 in the UFC.
Right.
It's going to be a hard one, but I think Johnson, I think he's going to come out early, come out with the strikes, and we'll see how Swick does. I think this could go maybe, I don't know, it's going to be by decision. I think this one might go. I'm not positive.
What about you, 215?
This one, I will. I think I'm going to go Swick on this one.
You can make Swick it is. Also, moving on, Joe Lozano. He is a monster. You talking about the word man-child? Listen, submissions, takedowns, you name it, he has it. Taking on Jamie Wagner. 20-6, one no contest, one draw, two no contest, taking on 20-7, Joe Lozano. Again, Joe Lozano is that guy. This is what MMA, especially UFC, needs, someone to come up and challenge in these divisions. This is where I think it goes for them. I'm going with Joe Lozano in this fight. Again, I think this fight will be over very quickly, despite how good Jamie really is. If I'm wrong, hey, come back and argue with me next week, 347-637-3859. But I'm going with Joe in this fight, Chad.
Yeah, Lazan all the way. He's going to dominate it, and it's going to be over quick, just like you said.
Like I said, Chad, you are the man. Spot face, you agree, or do you concur?
Of course I concur. Yo, Lozano is a beast. Like, who wouldn't concur with that? Easy, W.
215, who you got in this fight?
I'm making it a clean sweep because I say Varner, he's a goner. Lozano takes it.
He said, hold on, say that again. That was just very funny. I had to.
Bonner is going to be a goner.
Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, it wasn't nothing wrong with that.
Everybody got a little rapper in them.
I don't have no rap in me. I can't rap. I will sit here and say that right now. 347-637-3859. It's the number to call in. People, we were talking right now, UFC. We're waiting on the Olympic medal winner herself, Miss Randy Miller, to join the program. 347-637-3859 is the number to do that with. We're going to take a little bit, going to one more match right here on this card before we go into and take some more of your phone calls. We got in the co-main event. Now, this is where I think we're going to see a long three-round boring fight. You got Lyoto Machida, who I have all the respect in the world for. We've all heard it, karate champion in itself. Although he completely went to sleep against John Jones last time we seen him. His eyes was, if you ever seen that picture, Google it. What a sight. Taking on Ryan Bader. Tito Ortiz caught him. It's what it is in this fight. I think that Lyoto's style is the stick and move style. That's what MMA seems to be going with a little bit lately. I see Lyoto winning this fight simply because I think he's a better technical fighter than Ryan Bader, and I'm going with that on that one, Spot.
Two talented light heavyweights. I'm a fan of both nicknames. Anytime your nickname could just be Darth because your last name's Bader, and you got the Dragon and Machida.
Right.
You know, I'm going to just give it up in the spirit of the Olympics. I'm going to go Team USA and go with Ryan Bader on this one.
I like that in the spirit of Olympics. He is Darth Bader. Good one in that. What about you, Chad?
I think I'm going to pick Machida on this one by decision. I think it's going to be a long one, and it's going to come down to it. And I just think Machida, he'll find a way to win. And Bader, he's known for leaving himself open when he's on his feet. And I think Machida's going to take advantage of that and land some solid strikes, which is going to come and win him the fight by decision.
I agree with you 100% right there. What about you, 215, Philly?
I'm feeling Machida on this one because, I'm thinking that that rip-off of a loss that he had to Rampage is still setting with him. So he's going to come out swinging on this one.
He lost that fight to Rampage, in my opinion.
None of y'all are patriotic, by the way. None of y'all.
Say what?
None of y'all are patriotic. Everybody's going with Machida.
No, that has nothing to do with me being a patriot. 347-637-3859. But right now, I want to put the barbershop on hold for a second because, listen, people, it's the Olympic time, okay? And I told you that when it comes to the Olympics, you have to come into the barbershop. You have to come into the barbershop, and you have to hit the theme music when this music is being played for your country, when you win a medal for this country. You can win a Super Bowl. You can win a World Series. But when you medal in the Olympics, it is something that's achieved very few in a lifetime. Okay? It's not the team sport of the relay races in the Olympics. This is a one-on-one competition. Right now, people, welcome back to the program. Olympic bronze medal winner in the Beijing Olympics, Randy Miller from Colorado Springs, Colorado. She won the bronze medal at the 63-kilogram weight at 138.75 pounds. In Beijing Olympics, she is now an MMA female fighter. Stand on your feet for the Olympic medal winner, Randy. I'm going to say it right now, the natural Miller. What's going on, Miss Miller?
Hello, how are you?
Doing great. I am doing awesome. Like I tell everybody, if you're not watching the Olympics right now, which even though right now my TV's watching Fuel TV, you're not a sports fan. What's going on? How have you been since last time you've been on the program?
I've been good. Been doing real good.
Now, are you invested into watching these Olympics this year?
You know, I don't have a lot of time, but when I can, I watch all the clips on NBC.com and catch up that way. But yeah, I've been following the standings in the newspapers and all that. It looks like the young athletes are showing a lot of heart.
They're showing off. Now, last time we had you about 2 years ago. I was just starting out. I was a young puppy in this business. Now you're something with the big dogs. Check out the website, by the way, www.barbdsirnetwork.com. You're featured in the Hall of Fame, by the way, just so you know. Last time we had you, you were supposed to compete this summer. What happened?
Yeah, you know, I decided to not do that. The schedules were conflicting with my MMA training and work. So, you know, a lot of special things had to come together for that to happen again, and it just didn't. So, full-time MMA now.
I see that. Now, you have you did make your professional debut, correct?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, and you won that, right?
I did. Yes, correct.
Okay. See, I did my research. I knew he was going to be here, so I had to make sure I studied because I knew he was going to be here, and I didn't want you to think I didn't study for you. That's not mine. That's Teachy's. how was it stepping into the cage for the first time?
It was a whole lot of fun.
Right, okay.
A whole lot of fun, but it was a lot different than what I was used to.
Okay. Is your next fight scheduled at this point?
Yeah, I have a fight coming up September 8th.
Okay. Is that out in the Colorado area, or?
It's actually going to be in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma? Oh, you know that's the murder capital of the United States, right?
Oh, wow. That's great.
So basically, I want you to go out there and I want you to murder your opponent. Not literally, people. Calm down. You know, in the ring. Make sure you despise her real quick if you can. Quick question. I had been asking to ask when I knew you were coming on. People, you know, email me in and ask. What is your stance on maybe Dana White as far as female MMA?
You know, it's kind of hard to answer because he seems to be his stance on female or women's MMA seems to be changing all the time.
Right.
So it's kind of hard to form an opinion on what he thinks because no one's really too clear on how he feels about it.
Well, do you think him and Silver are going to eventually open up an MMA division for women in the UFC?
I think so. I'm not sure how soon, but I think so. You can see in just recent interviews with him and certain pictures, like he's really backing Ronda Rousey.
Right.
So I would assume so.
Now
they're looking to maybe put it in the UFC at some point.
So do you think it's going to happen, or you think they're going to maybe just keep it with Strikeforce?
since, you know, they have the female division over there. Is it something you think UFC would even continue to make that move since they, you know, technically, you know, are the controlling interest of Strikeforce?
I think they're going to try to combine Strikeforce and UFC and it be like one entity. And if they do that, you know, I do think that he'll keep the women around, or at least I'm really hoping so.
Okay. One question before I let the barbershop get in here and ask away, Ms. Miller. Being the fact that I've had you before and I knew what you had accomplished, it didn't resonate with me how awesome it really truly was until the Olympics rolled around this year. And I'm cheering so hard. I'm like, I don't even care what medal it is. Medal. Just medal. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm talking to someone who – You're an Olympic winner, and I mean, and not too many people can actually say they've actually had that, and now you're moving on to something else, and MMA, which is that a good thing or a bad thing? Do you think being in the Olympics and freestyle that actually does help your career to the next step in MMA, right? Because of your
It's definitely helped me get fights and get bigger fights and be a part of better shows. However, I wasn't able to really establish an amateur career because of my Olympic pedigree. And for me, you know, I thought that would have been necessary in order to be successful in the sport.
Well, again, I know that I'm very proud to have you on it and you taking out your busy schedule to come here and join us. I got my co-host on my Perfect Plex Talk radio show, Christopher Spotface. We call him McLean because, you know, Bayless. He's my Skip Bayless to me being Stephen A. Smith. Go ahead, Spot, and ask the Olympic winner a question real fast.
Mr. Miller, first of all, it's a privilege and honor to have you on the program. This is my
first time getting to talk to you.
So my question is, like how you said, you didn't have the amateur background of MMA, but being an Olympian, how was the transition from Olympian to MMA fighter going for you, and was there any difficulties?
It was difficult for me. My first fight definitely didn't go as smoothly as I thought it would for me. Learning how to wrestle in the octagon is completely different than the wrestling I've been doing for the past 10 years. So it was difficult for me, but, you know, I made a transition. I was able to pull out a win. I think if I had an amateur career, these were things I would have learned during that, but I didn't really get the opportunity to do that. However, it still worked out for me, so I'm happy for that.
Now, yesterday, you posted a picture on Facebook with your Instagram. Who was all in that gym in that picture? Did I see the competitor coming up here for the next UFC pay-per-view in the gym with you the other day?
Yeah, Frankie Edgar and his crew showed up and did a little bit of training. I think there's a fight going on near here, Denver maybe. I'm not sure.
Okay. I know that him and Ben Henderson, Bendo. Sorry, I'm a Bendo fan. It's good. I think he's going to take Frankie Edgar down. I love Frankie Edgar. It's just he's one of those guys I continue to see fight. You know, he always fought to him and Maynard fought so many times. You know what I mean? And then now we see him fighting Henderson again. It's like, give this guy somebody else to beat up on besides, you know, BJ Penn. And it's not – BJ Penn's a hell of a fighter. They just can't mess with, you know, just he don't compare. Real quick, we got Chad on the line. Chad, what is your question for the Olympic winner, Randy Miller?
Well, Ms. Miller, like Spot said, again, it's a privilege to talk to you. And even though it's 4 years ago, congratulations. You're a true athlete, and I respect you. But my question is, Dana White in the past, I mean, he has this, you know, women's MMA people that he follows and, you know, he shows some admiration for. But say that women's MMA does go into the UFC, do you believe that Dana would promote that just as much as he would, like, his top stars, you know, like, or do you think it would be more so like how maybe pro wrestling is, where they kind of promote women's, you know, matches as kind of a sideshow thing just to kind of attract, you know, a little thing? I mean, sideshow, it's kind of a harsh word to say, but I couldn't really come up with anything. Just your response on that.
You know, it's funny you say that. I think if Dana feels like he can make money from it, he will promote it. That's what he'll do. I do feel that women's MMA, not most of it, but still parts of it, are still very much a spectacle. But I see that changing every day with Invicta FC, with their all-women's cards, and these other promotions that are doing all-women's cards that are just really focusing on the fighting and not the fighters and what they look like or, you know, scantily clad pictures, but really just focusing on the fighters and fighting.
Okay.
347-637-3859 is something to call in. Just a little quick update on the Phil Davis Wagner fight. Well, how you call it? And you know, made a mistake, poked him in the eye. He didn't do it on purpose, people. Referee stops or the doctor stops the fight, but Wagner wanted to fight. He said, "Come on, let's fight," but they called it no decision in that match. This is a continuous problem in MMA with the gloves, the way they are. But what can you do? It happens, as Joe Rogan says from time to time. It happens. It's what we have to deal with in the sport of MMA, being fans. Randy, are you locked in tonight watching this event on Fox 4?
No, I'm not watching tonight.
So you have any decisions on the fight? Because coming up, we were going to pick Shogun Rua taking on Brandon Vera, and I just think Shogun's going to run through Brandon Vera very, very fast. I don't think Vera has the strength that he had when he was at heavyweight. I think he's down at this level now. Last time I seen him in any kind of good shape was when he took on a very young John Jones, and we saw what John Jones did to him. I think this is just a stepping stone for Rua Jones too, being if Jones can get past Ben Henderson, which I don't think by any stretch of the imagination is a very easy thing to do. Everybody's so quick to go with Jones in this match, but Dan Henderson got a heavy, heavy hand. I always go back to when Dan Henderson fought Michael Bisbee. He gave him that extra hit. He said he just talked too much, so I just hit him again because he was talking. I can never get past that. So who you got in the main event on Fox 4 tonight?
Whew. It's hard to say. I like them both. I don't know. I don't want to say something and then – no, I won't.
No. This is the barbershop, Randy. You're going to – and it's going to be on the internet. They're going to hear it. It's okay. It's just an opinion.
No, I'm going to straddle the fence on this one. I'm happy to see a good fight tonight.
You're not going to even watch the fight tonight. You just told us you're not watching.
Well, you know, catch up on it on YouTube forever.
See there, you're going to YouTube it. Oh, see. It's okay. Well, Randy, I want to have you on in honor of the Olympics that was going on. That makes, you know, being, you know, we're the show of the pros, listen to you being the pro that you are. Are you still interested in maybe is there an organization in MMA that you're working for right now, or are you just a freelance fighter and you're going where someone pays you to go fight at this point?
Yeah, I'm the freelance fighter that just shows up and fights and gets paid.
that's the best way to fight, I guess. So, yo, and I thank you. I finally was able to get King Mo on the show.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, he came on, you know, and I said yeah, I name dropped you, of course. I said, you know, I had Randy Miller on the show. She, you know, I know you guys are, you know, are good friends. He's like, oh, yeah, I love that girl, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he stayed around for pretty much the whole entire show. We had a very, very good time on the program. But, Randy, I just wanted to say thank you for coming on. We wanted to see what you were doing, what's coming up with you. Where can someone get up with you? Because you still don't have a Twitter.
I have a Twitter.
You have a Twitter now?
Yeah, weren't you talking about my picture I Instagrammed?
Yeah, that was on Instagram. It wasn't Twitter.
It was on. Well, I got a Twitter. I thought okay. I put it on Twitter too.
What is your Twitter so we can follow you?
It is Romanda42.
Y'all heard what she said. Romanda42.
Mm-hmm.
There y'all go. Follow Randy Miller on Twitter. Let's help her get her tweets up. Okay, because she says she's on Twitter. I'm looking out. I'm quite sure Spot's doing his research right now like he does. Chad, we're going to call Chad the stat guy around here. He's just been deemed the stat guy because he comes out of nowhere to the network. So follow Randy on Twitter. Follow on Instagram. No stalkers allowed, okay, because she probably kick your ass. It's just that simple. What's going on? Randy, I want to thank you for coming on as always. I appreciate you for even straddling the fence. And not picking any winners, like, you know, you're going to upset somebody. It's okay. And I know there's a lot of MMA groups out here in Delaware, so we're going to get you out here to fight so I can see you live and get you on camera.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
So I want to thank you for coming on. People, do what we do in the barbershop. Stand on your feet for the Olympic medal winner herself, Randy the Natural. You like that, right? If you don't, I'm going with that. So it just goes with the program. See, it rhymes. Randy the Natural Miller!
Sure. Thanks, Randy.
Wow.
But we go ahead, Spock. Go ahead.
I was just saying, you know, again, it's always a privilege and an honor to be the co-host of the driving force that is the BDSL network, that is the Hour of Power. I mean, I just interviewed an Olympian. I'm doing pretty good for my seat right now.
Yeah, if someone would have told me this morning that I'd be talking to an Olympian, I would have said that they were crazy, they were out of their mind. But, hey, Olympian, right there, talk on only on the BDSIR network, man. That's the only way we can get them, right there.
Huh,
the pros.
Listen,
the show
they
the pros listen to, man.
And 215 is back. He's in 215 area, so he must have clear because he's dropping a line. I'm going to get his question involved into the program. We have one fight left on the card. I gave you who my opinion was. We're going to take a little break, get ourselves together, come back. Chad, the barbershop is open. You can call in as well. 347-637-3859 is the number to call in. We want to hear from you before the show is out. Let us know how you feel about UFC 4 on Fox. And if you got a winner in tonight's, you know, in these fights we got going on tonight, 347-637-3859. 5-9 is number to call in. So go ahead. Also, quick over right now. We take a little break. Don't leave the station. Just open up another box. Open up another window on your smartphone and go to www.bdsirnetwork.com. Look at the page. It's awesome. And I'm not just bragging because I'm not sagging. You know you're rolling with the M-I-double-K-E. There's no double K in that. See, I told you I couldn't be a rapper, Spot. That's your department. So I'm not going to even try to do that again. But go ahead. Check out the website. Let us know what you think. And come back and join us, and let's talk. Main event tonight, Shogun Rua taking on Brandon Vera. We'll be right back. We are back. 347-637-3859 is the number to call in. Special thanks out to Randy the Natural Miller. So I just give people nicknames. You walk in a barbershop. If you ain't ever been to an urban barbershop, that's what happens. You watch Martin, you come in here, you might get called Big Is, Floppy Jaws, Jabber Jaws, Jawbone. That's what they used to call her. You never know what they're going to call you in the barbershop. So, who is that rumbling around in there? Was that you, Chad?
Yeah, that's my bad. Yeah, I just went to go get a little drink of water. My voice here is getting a little parched. My bad.
I thought you was collecting cans for a second.
I wish I was. I make some extra money on the side here.
Yo, remember when I was a kid? I mean, the bums used to collect mad cans. Yo, they had like bags and bags of cans. Yo, they were making money. You can't even find that many cans today in the world. Everybody wants a bottle now. But we are here. We are back.
BDSIR Network. Make sure tomorrow you guys check out PLC Live starring Dr. Donald Morton, the fastest rising. The matter of fact, let me rephrase that. The highest rated religion show here on Blog Talk Radio, PLC Live starring Dr. Morton at the new time at 4:30 p.m. Also, come back Monday for Perfect Plex Talk Radio with yours truly and Christopher Spotface, the barber shopping himself. KME joins us from time to time. I'm quite sure Chad will be here from time to time. Jake, a permanent stay with us as well as we roll out our new segment tomorrow. I'm changing the Spotface on the drop of a dime because I can do that. The biggest bust in wrestling history. Okay, we're going to discuss that on Monday as well. Also, check us out Tuesday, the new Twist Show. Wednesday night, don't you ever forget, you want to get news in your area, talking about Obama, talking about Chick-fil-A things. Make sure you join Barbershop News Tonight with KME and now Chad Rivera. Come back and tune again on Thursdays. We impact your Thursday nights. Coming Fridays, people, I had to do some shuffling, some rumble around, if you will, in honor of the Madden season. You watch SportsCenter. We'll come back. We're going to give you a weekly show dedicated to the Madden Football League. We're going to have a nice show right there, give you breakdown highlights on who's doing what in your league that you are in. Give us the information. Just go to info@bdsirnetwork.com. If you're in the Madden League or you know the Madden League, you want your stats talked about, who's good, who's not, who's a bum, who's a cheeser, who's a glitcher, give us that information. Again, the email address is info@bdsirnetwork.com. And then come back here Saturday for the Hour in Power and Sports. As I don't know what we're going to do. I might not be on the air next week because this is my birthday whole week. I may just be too messed up to do anything, but I'm quite sure the powers that be, not me, you know, Spot Face, my wife, and all you listeners are calling and make me do a show anyway. It's okay. But we got about 8 minutes left in the program. The main event tonight, okay, we got Shogun Hua.
Mauricio Shogun Hua
taking on Brandon the Truth Vera. He's the truth, all right. He's going to get that rib broken. 12-5, taking on 20-6, Shogun. I don't think it could beat John Jones, but he's sure about to face him again if Jones can get over Dan Henderson. I'm taking Shogun in this fight, and I'm taking him in this fight early, quick, and fast as Mauricio puts Brandon Vera out of his misery and hopefully sends him to Strikeforce. That's my opinion in the matter. Chad, what do you feel about that?
I got Shogun by knockout in the second. I don't think there's any way that Shogun's going to lose this fight.
I don't see it being a possible way for him to lose this fight either. Spot, how you figure this fight's going to go?
I mean, honestly, I know Vera has a name. It is a definite mismatch. It's Shogun. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's Mauricio Lula. You know, he's getting that W. I like how Chad said second round, you know, knockout. I might even go first round. It's Shogun.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? Shogun got his arse handed to him.
Okay, but that and again, I wanted Jones to win. I rooted for John Jones, Team Jones in the building. I mean, that's his kryptonite to a degree.
Shogun dominates. He does, but he's lost fights. Mm-hmm. He's lost fights.
Now, thing about UFC. You can't win them all.
Yeah, true. That's MMA. Go ahead, Chad.
I was going to say, if I could raise a question real quick, do you think it's kind of smart here? I mean, we got the four contenders in the lightweight fights tonight. John Jones is whooped up on all of them. Do you think it's, you know, fair for them to pick one of these guys, these bums that John Jones went out and exposed? Or do you think they should, you know, take someone that maybe is, you know, hungry, up-and-coming fighter, you know, someone making their way up the ranks to go against John Jones instead?
But the question there is, I would pose the question back to you, answering a question with a question, is who would that be? And frankly, I wouldn't mind seeing a Lyota Jones too. And here's why. Although I've never seen anyone get choked out the way that he got choked out by John Jones to a standing front face choke, whatever you want to call it. I'm not technical in the naming there. Lyota posed a problem. It was the first time we've seen Jones even more than when he fought Rashad backpedal and get hit because of his karate background. So I think the only one, and I know everybody, you know, your powers that be, you know, the MMA experts, pundits, if you will, say Shogun poses the best threat. I think no one poses a better threat than Dan Henderson because of his wrestling and because of his hand power. Okay, outside of that, I have to go with Lyota because of the karate background there, Chad.
I don't know. I think I'm gonna have to go with the masses and say Shogun probably has the best one. I think John Jones. I think that he's gonna hustle Henderson. I think it's gonna, you know, probably maybe go in the second, third. I'd probably say third round, but I think that Henderson's going to get winded, and I think John Jones is just going to clean him up right then and there. But to answer your question, I mean, I guess there really isn't anyone by name off the top of my head other than those, you know, four guys, those are the top guys that could, you know, come up and challenge Jones.
Well,
but
hold on.
You said
an Olympic qualifier is going to get winded?
I don't know, just by age. If you're looking at the age,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll give you that. Real fast, but I want to switch topics real fast. We got about 5 minutes left. 215, who you got in the main event tonight?
Ooh, let's say it's going to be tough because I've, like, seen Vera and Shogun fight, like, several times. I am going to go Shogun.
All right, you all like the – I'm going with Shogun, too. That's a no-brainer. I want to pose a question real fast. Me and Spot, we all saw MMA Uncensored, and the question has been out there. A proposed George St. Spartacus Pierre, who's my favorite UFC fighter, GSP taking on Anderson the Spider Silva. And the reason why they pose this fight is they're saying that Silva camp wants to fight. GSP camp doesn't – it's not that they don't want to fight. They just want to go ahead and get Condon out of the way. The fight that I think everybody wants to see that won't happen should be John Jones versus Anderson Silva for all the reasons that were said on MMA Uncensored as far as they're similar in styles, they're similar in heights. I don't want to see GSP fight someone so much bigger than him. That's not a catchweight fight. They're two damn divisions apart almost and size. And so if there was a proposed GSP Anderson Silva fight, who you think would win this fight and why? Spot. And do you think there's room for it? Do you think there's room for it in MMA?
It will be, honestly, we in August. That would make a great Christmas card. I'm sorry. And that would make a great Christmas pay-per-view, GSP versus Silva.
It would sell almost as much as Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather.
And what I'm saying is, if there is a fighter, and because you're a Spartacus fan, oh, you call him Spartan, right? No, you call him Spartacus.
Spartacus Pierre.
Right. So you GSP fan, if there was a fighter to face the Spider with a two division weight disadvantage and
that
height disadvantage
it.
That could handle it, it would be GSP.
So here's
and
the thing.
That's what I'm saying.
As exactly as you said that, right? They show when Anderson Silva front kicked Belfort in the face. I don't know about that. I think GSP is to me handily the best technical UFC fighter there is in all facets. I do. I think his next to Lyoto Machida, but that's different because his karate background. But I think GSP poses the best UFC or MMA style fighter. People get mad. They say when he lost to help me out, Chad, the guy that came over from UFC from Strikeforce, the big guy, Jake Shields. And, you know, he punched, he jabbed his way to a victory there. And that's the whole new, seeming to be the new camp that they were going with at Greg Jackson's gym. But he's no longer with Greg Jackson's gym anymore. So, asking you, Chad, do you think this would be a good fight? And do you think it could happen?
I think it'd be a good fight in the sense of drawing people into the product because I know UFC has been down a little bit this year considering,
right.
You know, past year. So I think, you know, two names that are, you know, at the top of the UFC card that people know, I think it'd be good there. I think that if a fight actually happened, I think Silva would take it. I like GSP, but I just think Silva's just way on top of his game.
Yeah.
He's on another level. He's on another level compared to everybody else. But I can see this happening. I agree with Spot. It should probably be on, you know, the December card, the bigger one. But
well, it
you
won't
know,
be then because, you know, GSP fights in November against Condon. So it won't be good. It won't
true.
Be this year. It'd be Fourth of July fight next year, perhaps.
Yeah, and I know the other rumors that have been going around is Silva against Diaz, but I know Dana White's been pretty adamant about not having that, and he doesn't want that fight whatsoever. But that'd be another fight I'd like to see is Silva against Nick Diaz.
Well, see, I need to see that. I like to see that fight as well. And I think Nick Diaz, if he gets out of his attitude, I don't like the guy. I think the Diaz brothers are completely morons, okay? And, yeah, I'll fight them. Yeah, they may have hands, but I got body, and I choke one of them people out. I body slam. I'm just saying, I don't like the Diaz brothers. I've never seen a group of men talk so much trash.
You know what I mean? And just act like they have no respect for their opponent. If you really have respect for your opponent, you're fighting them. I understand that. But in the world of MMA, aren't they supposed to respect each other? Isn't that the gimmick they give us? That, hey, let's go out here and have fun and fight? You know what I mean? They're just for no reason want to hate people. And life is too short to hate everybody.
The Diaz brothers are MMA's versions of the Briscoe brothers there in wrestling.
Yes, they are. Well, people, our time is up right here, as always, in an hour and power. I'm supposed to give you an hour hard and fast. The show The Pro Is Listening To. We was joined by Randy Miller today, so we want to say thank you to Ms. Randy Miller for coming in again, the Hall of Famer here on the BDSIR Radio Network, since she is. Listen, people, as always, make a game if you check us out tomorrow, PLC Live with Dr. Donald Morton, and then come back at for Perfect Plex Talk Radio this coming Monday. People, do me a favor. First of all, shouts out to my man Money May coming home with the afro. Couldn't even cut his hair in prison. Just sitting there, just got the soul glow going on. But listen, people, stop looking in the mirror and say to yourself, because it's an ignorant thing to say, I love me some me and don't love God. That's just ignorant. We are now, hence, and forever will be the fastest rising, most successful radio network there is on the internet. Why? Numbers speak for themselves. If you don't believe me, go ahead. Ask my mother. And with your wrinkle,
6:30 chillin', surfing the internet to see what I'm feeling. Laying on Blog Talk, see what they feeling. Came across the barbershop, stepped into the building. Real life sports talk, real entertainment. Mike Knox really keep his ear into the pavement. Finger on the pulse of the industry, save it. You don't like the way brag, you ain't gotta say shh. Listen anyway, every Thursday, him and Corey G, tell him what you tripping on any day. Barbershop mixed with talk show, there we go. Give you the best damn show on the radio. $1 million audience meets with your favorite host. $1 million connections, feel the force. Most electric, most eclectic. Listen to the shows where the pros expected. Two shows a week with an A-class guest list. The best damn show on the radio. Check this.
The best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show on the radio. Yo, it's the best damn show and radio.